Thank you for holding, Dexter. I got it figured out. I hadn't logged into DocuSign yet for today.
Okay.
So I'm sending it right
You
now.
said you. Okay.
Right. It's coming. She should have gotten a text message right now. It's also in your email. Depending on your carrier, if you need to, you could put me on speaker. Click on that text message. It'll take you right to the DocuSign document.
Okay, I received it.
Perfect. So just click on that link, and I'll explain to you a little bit here. On this particular document, really, it's just the step one. We'll get into the retainer. Then what will happen within a couple of days, the attorneys are going to, you'll actually speak to the attorney. They're going to reach out and talk to you a little bit about it. And you can always pull out at any time. There is no cost to you whatsoever, meaning that the only time that there would be a fee charge is if the attorneys are successful in your case. They'll take their fees from your settlement. And if they invent that they're unsuccessful, you will never owe anything out of pocket on this, sir. Never.
All right, so would I just go all the way down to the bottom of this side?
Yeah, just the little yellow things. I could see that you're on it now. I can't see where you're at, but I do see that you're looking at it. So you're going to see little yellow things. If you just touch them, it'll either say initial or signature. When you touch them, it'll implant your signature for you if you've been on DocuSign before. Or I think you're getting there, aren't
okay.
you? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taken me more words than it's taken you to do it. I see that. That's why I kind of fumbled a little there.
All right.
Okay, give it a second. Did you hit submit there at the end? You sure
yeah.
did. You sure did. I got it back already. Okay, hang on a second. Now, there it is. I don't know if you can hear those little chimes when they come in, but those are my notifications from DocuSign that I got it, so I'm going to take a look at it. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to text you my phone number and my contact information, 404-895-0767. 895-0467. Now, if you have any additional questions or anything, you're obviously more than welcome to reach out to me. And then I'm
so
also...
you said your zero... My last four of mine is
07667. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
zero.
I know. I sometimes speak funny. I really am 65 years old. I'm really not making that up. My hearing isn't what it used to be, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can understand. Now, you should have just got a text from me on that one, right? With my name and phone number on that.
Let me see. Yes, it just came through.
Yeah, okay, cool. And then I'm going to send you another one. These are the attorney's firms, but you don't need to do anything right now. You just need to wait out for them. If I have any additional questions, I will contact you. Sometimes I may have to clarify something or something like that, so I'll reach back out to you. But as for the moment, you don't really need to do anything. Just stand by and wait to hear back from those guys. And like I say, unless I reach out to you or if you have any additional questions, and please don't forget if you know anybody else that would like information about this claim to pass it on to them. And there, I just text you the name of your firm. It's Pulaski. That's a 909 phone number. You can reach out to them, but they won't have your case in hand quite yet, okay? So do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it.
Okay. If you need anything else, Dexter, please reach out to me. It's really been a pleasure helping you, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. And, again, if there's anything else you need, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.